Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
History shows that a lot of people have survived. But I tell you that right now, the Democrats are furious at this guy. I mean, you can see what Leader Pelosi is calling for an ethics investigation. He's married to one of the most popular people in the Democratic Party, and people are livid at him. You know, my general view on these kind of things is let the voters decide. I mean, if they want to send him back, that's a choice of the people in the 9th Congressional District of New York. But it may be that the amount of damage that he suffered makes it more difficult for him to stay in. That's a choice that he's going to have to make. And I don't know if he broke any laws. I don't exactly know what the law is on this. I know the Ethics Committee is going to be in, and he certainly has got to tell the truth there. He's got a ways to go. He's in a sticky spot right now, no doubt about that.
There's political analyst James Carville weighing in on Anthony Weiner in the debate over whether the congressman ought to step down in the wake of his photo scandal. 800-510-8255. Your thoughts as we sprinkle in some of the radio and television people doing issue-oriented discussions like Brett Baier on Fox, talking to Fred Barnes and regular Fox News contributors Juan Williams and Charles Krauthammer about Weiner's apology and his future.
He says he didn't do anything illegal and he didn't violate his oath of office to his constituents.
You know, it used to be, maybe this is way back, a tradition where if you did something that was horribly inappropriate and wrong and was embarrassing to you and your family and your political party and even your country, you would resign as a matter of honor. Now, Congressman Weiner takes the position, well, I didn't violate the law, so I can stay. That's not quite the position that Republicans took, of course, with Chris Lee, because he was told by Speaker Boehner, you'll be out of here by the end of the day, and he was.
That's the New York congressman who resigned after the picture surfaced on Gawker. Juan, your thoughts?
Well, I don't think that he's going to resign. I think the pressure is going to be terrible on him for the next few days. I think he took a terrible beating, and he stood in front of those microphones and answered all the questions and said that he's now come clean. We don't know. Obviously, he doesn't have much credibility given the fact that he was lying last week. But when you stop and think about, you know, the precedent here, you think about people like Bill Clinton in the White House, or you think about more recently the Chris Lee story, or even people like Charlie Rangel. You know, these are violations. They end up in the Ethics Committee. Charlie Rangel's still there. Bitter is still there on the Republican side.
Well, speaking of that, sorry to interrupt. Nancy Pelosi has called for an ethics investigation, the House Democratic leader. We have a statement from Congressman Weiner saying, quote, I welcome and will fully cooperate with an investigation by the House Ethics Committee. I'm deeply sorry to my family, staff, and constituents.
Right. So he's going to have to, I think, really respond in some way that stops the questions, because that's the consequence here. If the Democratic leadership, in just the way that Fred just talked about how Speaker of the House Boehner had Lee resign, if he loses support from Nancy Pelosi and the like, well, then he's a goner.
Charles.
I think he is a goner, and it'll probably be certainly in the long run or in the medium run, even in the short run, because I think the story will continue. There'll be drip, drip, but drip. I think there is, however, a lesson in what you mentioned, Juan, which is the Clinton precedent. And I think the message for the Republicans, there's this quote, I don't know whether you had it, about the National Republican Campaign Committee, sort of calling on the Democrats to look into this and to ask themselves why there was no suspicion. It's very tempting for the Republicans to jump on this, but they shouldn't. In the Clinton case, the only way to survive if you're a Clinton in the scandal he had is if the perception emerges that the opposition, your opposition, is persecuting you, piling on, etc. You know, Clinton went through the same stages. He lied, and then he did the contrition. And then the Republicans went ahead with the Star Report, etc., and the mood, the perception changed, and Clinton ended up, in a sense, the winner politically. I think in the case of the congressman, it is clear that Democrats want to get rid of this. It will distract them. They're already upset about it distracting them over the Medicare issue. And as the other example you mentioned, the Chris Lee example, where Republicans cut their losses so quickly, it's true in the end they lost the seat. But the scandal stopped because there wasn't even a congressman. He was gone before you even heard of the scandal. For purely partisan politics, the Democrats will be hurt the longer he survives.
Coming up, more reaction and some fallout to Weiner's apology, more debate over whether he should resign, big stuff on talk radio, and we cover it on the Talk Radio Countdown.
In an increasingly germophobic nation, you would think that people would take extra care to eliminate oral disease-causing germs from their mouths. Yet, according to a new report from the makers of Listerine Antiseptic, nearly 80% of Americans feel concerned about germs on their hands, while only 66% worry about germs in their mouths. Since one mouth can have more germs than there are people on Earth, we might want to think differently. Dr. John Dodes, dentist and consultant to the makers of Listerine, has more.
Many people don't realize that brushing only cleans approximately 25% of your mouth. The germs left behind can contribute to a buildup called plaque biofilm, increasing the risk for gingivitis and possibly broader health problems. That's why it's so important to brush, floss, and rinse with Listerine Antiseptic twice a day. And, of course, visit your dentist at least twice a year to prevent problems and keep your mouth healthy.
For more information, visit www.listerine.com.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
This is a special announcement to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 175,000 miles, with a vehicle service contract about to expire, or no automobile breakdown coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Automobile Coverage of America has announced a revolutionary low-cost coverage plan that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. Drivers with less than 175,000 miles will not have to pay for a covered vehicle repair bill again out of their own pocket. Now the repair bill is paid directly for you. This is the automobile breakdown coverage that is sweeping across the nation. That's a fraction of the cost that some dealerships are charging. Drivers who activate this coverage will also receive roadside assistance, towing, and car rental at no additional cost. Call today for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. Number to call is 800-698-8785. 800-698-8785. Again, that's 800-698-8785.
Mountaineer Scott Graham tested bullfrog sunblock on Mount Everest.
I've never been in a harsher solar environment than the western cone of Everest. It's between 20 and 25,000 feet, and it's just totally white. And if you don't have an effective sunscreen like bullfrog, you're toast. The sun at those altitudes is not your friend, it's your enemy. Bullfrog is my friend at that altitude. I've tried it in a harsh environment, and it works.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
I'm Doug Steffen here with, I guess this is the second round of our discussion regarding Congressman Wiener. Here from CNN, Kiran Chetri talks to Emily Hall, she's from Roll Call, and analyst Daryl Lewis, about whether Wiener can survive this scandal.
Can he survive this, given that now there is going to be a House Ethics Committee investigation looking into whether, I believe, he used any government phones or computers when conducting these inappropriate relationships?
Well, the truth is, actually, that House rules certainly contemplate members of Congress using their official phones and official resources for some personal activity. And it's completely agnostic as to whether you're calling your wife to make dinner plans or your mistress to flirt. House rules actually don't ban that. So I actually think that if he's being honest, if there weren't, you know, violations that went beyond that, I think he could survive that ethics probe very easily, because the House rules really don't preclude calling your mistress and flirting or sending a flirty email. That's really not against House rules. People are talking about that, and I think that
workplace rules in general about lewd material being sent or lewd text messages. Some of the shots that were sent don't necessarily look appropriate, and then apparently there are claims that there are other ones that are even worse.
Well, those aren't the subject of House rules. House rules contemplate personal use, but they don't go to content. So that's something I think that people will be looking at. I think people will be concerned about. But to be honest, you are perfectly allowed to use your house phone to call your wife or to call your kids or call your mistress. So, you know, some of this might be upsetting to people, and it certainly will be upsetting to taxpayers who think, well, why am I paying for this? But to be honest, they're paying for all of their members to conduct some personal business on their official equipment.
Errol, I want to ask you, because you're a local reporter. You've covered Weiner as well as other congressmen, and you actually talked to him. He lied to you in the wake of this when it first surfaced last week.
Yes.
Credibility, I mean, speaking to his credibility, even if he does survive it, will he remain a viable congressman?
His credibility with the press is, and those of us that he lied to, is severely reduced. And I'm not sure when he's going to be back on our show or others like it. But, you know, he, in his district, we had a reporter out there watching in a diner with other of his constituents as this was all going on yesterday, and many of them seemed to be forgiving, the attitude being, look, if his wife takes him back, who are we to say? Has he been useful? Is he really sorry? Do we have all of the facts? So all of those questions are still being asked. If he gets affirmative answers to all or most of them, he may be okay. Of course, the big thing that he was a candidate for mayor in 2013. He was arguably the front runner. He'd raised more money than anybody else. That is completely out of reach now because the mayor of New York City now runs the school system for about the last 9 years or so. And people, you know, parents are not going to look away at something like this. So that part of his ambition seems to be closed off. He says he wants to try and run for election again. It sounds like that's going to be between him and the voters.
Here, host Paul W. Smith talks to attorney Lori Pune about Congressman Weiner and how he still seems to think that he's above the law.
Lori, I'm sure you've got a thought or two on this whole thing, huh?
Well, I sure do. I wouldn't say he wanted to get caught. I would say he thought he was above the law.
Well, that's what you would say. I would say he wanted to get caught.
Well, he actually sent a photo with his face. I mean, part of what made this exciting for him with the women was he wasn't doing it anonymously. The women were like, oh, my goodness, I'm actually
So what did he do wrong then?
Well, here's what he did. There are two things he did wrong, and the first one I don't care about. He violated his oath of marriage to his wife. I don't care about that. That's between them. And the truth is, if that's all he did, I would be saying, go ahead, continue to be a congressman. But because he did the cover-up and he lied to the press and to the people, he violated his oath of office, which he takes. He holds his hand up and he makes a commitment. And that is a violation of public trust.
It's not the mistake, it's how you handle the mistake.
That's correct. There are no secrets anymore. News to everyone. I wrote Fight Less, Love More to get people to have just 5-minute conversations about all the topics that matter to keep their love alive, because everybody needs to sit down and have a conversation with their mate that what constitutes cheating in our relationship. And I found as a mediator, people have very different perspectives. You know, do sexy Facebook emails count as cheating?
When he says that his wife, in fact, before they were married, knew he did this sort of thing and continue to do it, then he didn't do anything. I mean, it's not the way I would live or the way you might live, but they apparently had an arrangement or an agreement.
Well, that's actually misinterpreting him. He said she knew that he did had online relationships before they were married, but not afterward. So it sounds like she knew what he did, but she believed he would change. So the problem there is that some very intelligent, smart women are really dumb in their personal life. And they don't realize that a man having ongoing sexting and flirtatious relationships online with, as Anthony said in his defense, I never met these women. People who do that and think that it's normal, they're going to continue doing it. This is a real problem. And she just didn't get that. And now they've been married for under a year. I don't think their marriage will last. They have no kids. What's she going to do, go to therapy for 5 years to help him manage his problem? They've only been married for a year. You know, he is the kind of cheater, and I say this in Fight Less, Love More. There's only about 5% of cheaters who are going to cheat no matter what. He's one of them.
Coming up, more hosts and callers weighing in on this debate over Weiner and his resignation. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television. Let's get back to Anthony Weiner, the New York congressman. Talk host Bill Meyer here with a caller, focusing on how a Republican would have stepped down by now. There are about five times as many more Republicans getting involved in these things than Democrats, but I understand the point.
What do you criticize most? The lying about this, the actual doing it, the lack of judgment? Anyway, just tell me, and do you think he ought to quit? You know that if he were a Republican, he would have quit that same day. Actually, he probably would have quit the moment that the first tweet came out. That's probably what it would have happened. But you know, it's one of the few differences between the major parties, as far as I can tell. Let's talk with George. Hey, George, how are you doing this morning? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm going to tell you that, you know, when I'm listening to these people make the comments in his district that they've been interviewing on some of the morning news programs, well, that's just personal business. But I look at it this way. I wouldn't knowingly associate with individuals, my friends, my men friends, I don't hang out with guys who do that kind of crap. I'm sorry, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want to be around people who do that.
Well, George, did you ever, just between you and me and the folks this morning, did you ever look at Playboy when you were a kid?
Yeah,
okay.
I was young.
All right.
Okay, but I didn't turn around and take a picture, a Polaroid of myself, and send it off across the country to some woman.
Good point.
Somewhere.
Yeah, good point. I'm glad to know that.
And then the other perspective of the whole issue is, it is a judgment issue.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there dealing with electronic media. You're one of the 435. Semi-most powerful individuals in Washington, D.C. You know all about electronic media and security and issues like that, and you're still going to do things like that? I mean, that's just what it does is, yeah, he didn't break any law, but he was doing something that, I mean, gee, if he wasn't that sensitive or, you know, that concerned about personal security, and it was such an embarrassment to him. And personally, I kind of want to just, you know, it's New York anyway. Who cares about New York? They're mm-hmm. full of a bunch of freaks and weirdos anyway. So let them keep him, because now he takes up a seat in the House.
And he's kind of damaged goods, isn't he?
That's right. He can't ever go out. He was the mouth for the Democratic Party to attack the right. He no longer has credibility to do that.
Yeah, there's no way he can really go after Newt Gingrich's multiple marriages. Not that, and the problems there. Not that I'm excusing Newt either. Okay.
No. But he's a toothless tiger, and you know, nice kitty. You know, we just keep him over in the cage.
All right. Let's see here. Donald Trump took to YouTube. He's weighing in on this too. That is Congressman Wiener. A la Donald Trump.
Many people have been asking me about Anthony Weiner, the congressman from New York who had big ambitions and wanted to run for the mayor of New York City. The fact is, I know him very well. He'd call me all the time looking for campaign contributions. It would never stop. He'd give me all sorts of phone numbers. Fortunately, I don't think I ever called him. The fact is, Anthony Weiner is a bad guy. He's a psycho. And when this came out, I was not surprised at all. I'd watch him in interviews. I'd watch him on television. I'd hear what he had to say. And you could see he was like a boiler ready to explode. Little did anybody realize, especially me, that he'd get in this kind of trouble. I thought that his career was so important to him. The fact is, what he was doing was more important. Or probably he just had a death wish. The fact is, he lied. He cheated. He was as bad as I've ever seen. I don't know what this guy was thinking to do all of those interviews and now having to recant. He's a liar. He should never, ever be allowed to run for office again. What he's done is incredible, and what he's done to his family is truly a shame. The fact is, one thing good came out of Anthony's mess. I'll never have to give him campaign contributions, and that's really wonderful.
Shifting gears in a moment to focus on Rick Santorum and the rest of the Republican presidential candidates, up next on the Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back. Our countdown focusing now on the field of Republican presidential candidates. That field grew this week as former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum officially launches his campaign. From Fox, Greta Carlson talks to Santorum about the latest poll, which shows him trailing pretty much all the rest of the pack.
I know you're coming off the heels of your big announcement, and then you're going to be, you know, questioned right away by some of these polls that are out there. And that latest one shows that 49% of the American people like Mitt Romney. How do you combat those numbers?
You come here to Des Moines, Iowa, and you go around the state of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. Those are the first three primary states, and you work hard. You build your base here. You get in front of people who are going to be the decision makers as to how the field's going to be winnowed out, and then you look at the polls after that. You can't really worry about national polls. They really are meaningless at this point. You really just do your work as to where the election is, and the first election is the caucuses here in Iowa.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that John McCain, who ultimately ended up being the nominee, of course, I think polled last in the Iowa caucuses initially. Obviously, your team has looked at that research.
Yeah, look, this is the beginning. I mean, yesterday was the announcement, so we're at the beginning of this process. We have, 9 months to go, 8-9 months to go before these primaries and caucuses begin to happen, and the field isn't even set yet. So I think we have plenty of opportunity with a debate next week in New Hampshire, other debates to make our case and to have people examine the record that I've put forward of being a consistent conservative, someone you can count on, someone who's authentic, someone who will tell you what they believe, and then follow through both in his personal life as well as in his professional life and what he articulates.
On this show, we interview a lot of the candidates like yourself, and it seems, just my personal opinion, that right now, until you get more to that debate mode, that none of the candidates really want to say anything negative about anyone else in the field. When does that start, and do you need to do that to set yourself apart?
Well, of course, you're going to have to talk about how the candidate's different, and the debate will do that. I've been pretty free in saying where I disagree with folks who are in the field right now, and will be very free in doing so in the future. I think there, you have to differentiate yourself. People have to know what your record is, what you've done in the past, why you've done it in the past. None of us is perfect. All of us have things that we have to defend, but that's part of the vetting process. And people are looking for someone who's going to go out and be is going to confront whoever the opponent is, and that's going to be ultimately Barack Obama. And
right.
We need to have someone who can go and win that race by being aggressive and showing that in the primary, I think, is an important key.
From Chicago, host Don Wade in Roma, talking to former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, and the focus is his campaign.
When Tim Pawlenty opens his paper this morning and reads that the chairman, the CEO of General Motors, Dan Akerson, now says that he wants the federal gas tax boosted by as much as a dollar a gallon to nudge consumers toward more fuel-efficient cars, I was wondering what you were thinking of that.
Well, I think we should tell him to go pound sand. That's ridiculous. I mean, how much more crony capitalism can we have to benefit General Motors?
Yeah.
You know, President Obama already, to save the UAW, gave them a special bankruptcy deal and did not force them to go through the normal channels. Another example of political cronyism where you had government coming in and affecting the normal course of events on a political agenda. And General Motors and all the other car companies that have more than enough of their benefits of crony capitalism and government trying to manipulate things to help them or their future plans. And so they can either make it or break it on their own business success. And, your success should not depend on what connection to your congressman you have. It should depend on whether you can connect with consumers.
Our government has swollen so much, Tim, that I really like your applying the Google test to government. You want to explain that to our listeners?
Sure. Well, it's just meant to say if you go on Google and do a search for a good or a service and some private entity provides it outside of government, and that would be a good benchmark to say that government doesn't need to do that anymore.
For instance, like the U.S. Post Office?
Right. And so the Post Office could be privatized or, we could allow that to be put to the open market. Amtrak could be put to the open market. I think we have, in the local and state context, of course, bus systems, other pieces of services and goods. But, the federal government does a lot of not just funding of things, but providing of things. They don't need to be the provider of service. I would go one step further and say, let's have school choice. Let's let people, we'll give them the money so we support education, but let families and individuals decide where they want to go to schools and make government institutions compete with the private sector in that regard.
Wow. I like your idea of sunsetting regulations. How often would you think sunsets should arrive?
Well, I think one of the big frustrations I hear across the country is not just taxes, but regulations and permitting. And they say, Congress provides these general laws and then they punt it to the bureaucracy, and then they make up all these rules, and then Congress doesn't have the oversight or the time or the attention to go back and approve them, and they're not required to approve them. So first on the front end, I'd say before any major regulations go into law, let's make the Congress vote on them up or down before they're finalized, and then after, say, 3 or 5 years, each regulation is sunsetted, and they go out of business, they're repealed unless they're renewed, and force the Congress up or down to renew them, at least on the major regulations, I'd say every 3 to 5 years.
Next up, we shift the focus to Sarah Palin. Ah, yes, we need to get Sarah into the mix here. People are starting to think she's hurting the party by taking the focus off the serious candidates. That's up next here.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Getting the brand you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Live from Progressive.
Hello here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Talk radio in review. The Republican presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, still has not told anybody what her plans are. Much of the focus of the talk radio buzz and the talk television blah, blah, blah. Here from CNN, Jack Cafferty reads a bunch of emails from viewers who all seem to think that Ms. Palin is hurting the party by stealing the focus away from the more serious candidates.
Her One Nation tour may be making a pit stop in Arizona, but the dust that Sarah Palin's kicked up along the way has yet to settle. The former Alaska governor began her well-publicized family bus tour in Washington on Memorial Day on the back of a Harley Davidson. From there, was on to visit some national historic sites, pizza with Donald Trump, a testy game of cat and mouse with the press, upstaging fellow Republican Mitt Romney the day he announced he's running for president. Sarah Palin later said she didn't mean to distract from Mitt Romney's presidential announcement by visiting New Hampshire on the same day that he announced he was running. Sure. She also said it was a coincidence that she ended up in New Hampshire on the same day as Mitt Romney announced he was running. Sure. Then there was her elementary American history mistake over the ride of Paul Revere. While visiting Boston, Palin insisted the essence of Revere's midnight ride was to warn the British soldiers that they would have a fight on their hands if they tried to take arms away from the colonists. Not exactly. It's true, everybody makes mistakes, including me. Henry David Longfellow's famous poem about Paul Revere's ride has some historical inaccuracies in it, but at least he got right which side Revere was warning. Palin defended herself on Fox News Sunday, saying, quote, I know my American history, unquote, and then giving a long-winded explanation of what she really meant. It said every time Palin makes a mess, she runs to Fox News where they try to kick sand over it. She may not know a lot about history. What she does seem to know a lot about is how to draw attention to herself, and that's not necessarily a good thing for the Republicans, whether she ultimately decides to run for president or not. Here's the question, then. Is Sarah Palin's publicity stunt helping or hurting Republican chances in 2012? PT writes, definitely hurting. Her intellectually challenged comments are killing her, and at the same time, they draw media attention away from the serious GOP contenders. The sickening part of all this is the news media doesn't seem to care that she's using them. Mary writes, I don't know if she's hurting Republicans, and I don't particularly care. I just wonder if the lamestream media, as she calls them, realizes how ridiculous they look chasing after her. If they ignored her, she would come courting them soon enough. Jim writes, Sarah's bus tour and publicity stunt won't hurt the Republicans, but just wait until she runs for president. Sarah being on the Republican debate team will be a reminder of the risk that John McCain put this country in when he tapped her to be his vice president. Tom writes, America's still reeling from the Bush years. We're not about to elect another moron, so her gaffes are pure distraction. Sunday morning, Ron Paul had an intelligent discussion with Candy Crowley. The media is still stunned from Palin thinking that Paul Revere was a British agent, so Ron Paul doesn't get coverage. M in Texas, yes, she hurt them last time. She's hurting them now more. She needs to sit down and be quiet. Pat in Michigan, oh, I think it's hurting the Republicans. If the party can't control one spoiled, rotten publicity hound and get her to school up before she runs her mouth, then what kind of an example is that to the American people? The Republican Party needs to divorce itself from their pet network and stand instead on their own 2 feet on policy and issues, not photo ops and sound bites.
Radio host Bill Handel here, talking also about Sarah Palin's Paul Revere comments, and while she was technically correct, it's one more thing that makes him concerned about having her as the leader of the Republican Party.
First, let me say that from what I understand and what I'm getting, she was technically correct. She was technically correct. All right, so I'm going to put it on the table right now that I've gotten enough and enough references that she warned the British. Not necessarily we have arms up there. It's we have Americans that are going to come and beat the crap out of you in some kind of a bluffing motion to let the British regulars know that Americans were going to fight them.
And in the Boston Herald thing that Gary printed, what we didn't get to as I scanned further down, those guys, they said she was right, but that she probably kind of lucked into it.
Well, not even that. I'm going to say she knew.
Well,
I'm going to say she knew. I'm going to give her the credit for that.
So you apologize?
No. Because, for example, I was thinking yesterday, as I'm watching the D-Day landings, that when they landed the tanks on the beaches of Normandy, that was the point of the Normandy invasion, to put tanks on the beach. Not to liberate France, not to begin the invasion of Europe, but to put tanks on the beach. Which, by the way, I'm technically correct. They did put tanks on the beach. So therefore, what I mentioned, that's what they did, and that's what Normandy was about. You cannot argue with my historical reference, because I am technically correct. Now, if that's what I take away from the Normandy invasion, then I sound like a moron. I do. It's that simple. Sarah Palin, in my opinion, sounded like a moron when she was asked, what do you take away from what you have learned here? What's your takeaway, Sarah? That was the question. I take away that Paul Revere warned the British not to take away our arms, because we have the right to carry arms, and then she went on a couple of other points about our rights, which of course didn't exist until the Constitution. She missed that one by a few years. But that's not the point. The big picture, the actual purpose of the ride, had nothing to do with warning the British. It was complete serendipity that he ran into a British group of soldiers. He was trying to evade the British and to warn specifically Sam Adams and John Hancock that the British were about to arrest them. That was the point of the ride of Paul Revere. The British are coming. The British are coming. As opposed to the British are about to take away your arms, and that's what Paul Revere is riding for, to let the British know you're not going to take away our guns. That's my point. And here's why I think I'm so angry. It's not even at Sarah Palin. Why I'm so angry at the supporters of Sarah Palin is that I believe, whether or not I agree with the fundamental part of the Republican Party, that portion of the Republican Party, and I think it is a legitimate movement, and I think it has legitimate points. I really do. I disagree with a lot of them, and everybody thinks in lockstep, but it doesn't take away from the fact it is a true political movement. And then my question is Sarah Palin the best you can do? Aren't you better than that? Is she literally the best you can produce for the leadership in this country? Come on, guys. I take you more seriously than that. I really do. I give you more credit than what you give yourselves credit for.
Ed Rollins, newly hired on as Michelle Bachmann's campaign manager, talks to the Daily Caller's Jeff Poor about why he's going to work for her instead of for Sarah Palin.
Can she win?
Well, at this point in time, you know, who thought 4 years ago Barack Obama was going to beat Hillary Clinton? Sarah has not been serious over the last couple of years, and she got the vice presidential thing handed to her. She didn't go to work in the sense of trying to gain more substance. She gave up her governorship. You know, I think Michelle Bachmann and others have worked hard. She has been a leader of the Tea Party, which is a very important element here. She's an attorney. She's done extraordinary things with family values and what have you. So I think she will connect. She's a great, great communicator, and I would say in this race right today, she is probably the best communicator. Now that Mike Huckabee's not in there, which is a very, very valuable asset.
Up next, we fact check what some of the candidates have been saying. That'll be kind of fun. Some good stuff up next on the Countdown.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, let's go into this field of Republican presidential candidates and see if they know what they're talking about. Chuck Todd from NBC here speaks to Bill Adair, who is from PolitiFact. They fact-check what some of the candidates are saying.
We got three statements that we're fact-checking. Let's take a look at the first one. This is Mitt Romney from his announcement speech, and here's what he said.
Did you know that government, federal, state, and local, under President Obama, has grown to consume almost 40% of our economy? We're only inches away from ceasing to be a free economy.
Okay, that's what you fact-check. We are only inches away from ceasing to be a free economy. What say you?
Pants on fire for that one.
Wow,
you gave it up. It's just ridiculous.
What was he trying to claim?
Well, I think what he's trying to say is the government has expanded so much and done things like the bailout of the auto companies that it's no longer a free economy. But that's just ridiculously false. When the biggest measurement for us came from, of all places, the Heritage Foundation, which ranks countries on economic freedom.
Right.
And the U.S. ranks ninth out of 179, considered mostly free.
Okay.
And so it's just...
What about in the long term? I mean, how much is government a part of our economy now as opposed to the past by a percentage?
There's no question government's role has grown some. If you look at by different measurements, whether it is taxation, whether it is some other measurements, government has grown. But still, it's this is overwhelmingly a free market, and we are not inches away.
All right, the next one on our list, Sarah Palin. She claimed that President's drilling moratorium will reduce Gulf oil output by 150,000 barrels a day next year, 200,000 barrels a day the year after. She said this on Fox News on May 31st.
What do you give her?
Barely true on the truth meter. Barely true. The true part is that she is right about the statistics. Indeed, those projections are what the Energy Information Administration projects. But you've got to go back and look at what they were before the moratorium, and they were essentially the same. It was like 100,000 barrels reduction instead of 130,000, and so 130,000 to 150,000. So she's blaming it on the moratorium. The moratorium is a small part of the increase, so barely true.
Barely true. And finally, you fact-checked somebody that was on this show last week, Steny Hoyer. Here's what he said.
We went from a $5.6 trillion surplus that George Bush inherited to over $10 trillion, $11-plus trillion debt when George Bush left office.
All right. Steny Hoyer, how did he do?
Half true on the truth meter.
Half true. Now, what's the difference, by the way, between half true and barely true?
Well, half true has is partially accurate, but there are facts that are missing. Barely true is a like a major exaggeration where there's a small bit of truth, but it's lacking important context.
What would you rather have?
Well, you'd rather have a half true.
You want a half true. Okay, now why was he half true?
He was half true because he was mixing and matching statistics, as they often
really?
Do.
Really? Politicians do that?
Shocking. Okay. What he was doing there was taking a number for Bush's projected surpluses over 10 years and comparing them to the final debt that actually occurred. So mixing and matching to make it more dramatic, the numbers were accurate, but he didn't explain them.
Here host Bob Del Giorno talks to CBS's Dottie Lynch about the growing field of candidates and how they all stack up one next to the other.
How many we got now?
Well, let's count them. I think we've got Gingrich has formally announced, Pawlenty, Mitt Romney yesterday, Santorum, as you said. We're still waiting for Michelle Bachmann and John Huntsman, see if they wind up to get in. And then Herb Cain. I'm not sure if he actually formally announced or whether he's just showing up at the base.
Mm-hmm. So what did he have, what did the former senator have to say yesterday?
Well, one of the things he said, which is kind of interesting, is that he talked not only about being a social conservative, but he said he'd go further than Congressman Ryan on reforming entitlements, especially Medicare. He said he'd not just confine it to people under 55, but include seniors as well in any kind of reform. So he's really staking out some grounds on the right.
As a social conservative, he's kind of going after the Huckabee crowd.
Yeah, he is. I think they all see, especially in those early states of Iowa, South Carolina, that vote may be up for grabs. He thinks as a former senator, he may have some traction there. And he's been doing a lot, not gotten a lot of attention for it, but doing a lot in Iowa and New Hampshire for the last few months.
Now, I've heard some talk that Mike Huckabee's been thinking about reconsidering.
I have not heard that. He seemed pretty happy when he was on his television show to let somebody else do it this time.
Well, possibly Santorum will do that. I was listening to a little bit what he had to say. Basically, he took a pretty good shot at the Democrats and the president.
I think the economic record is up for grabs in terms of these Republican candidates. Romney came down pretty hard on him, too, and there's some polling out this morning that any bump the president got from the bin Laden killing was has evaporated, and people still now concerned about the economy.
I know he's talking yesterday about the health care law, too, how he pushed it through a year ago and that sort of thing. Well, where do you think he goes from here?
I think probably back to Iowa. Iowa's really where the testing ground's going to be. There's going to be a big straw poll this summer that is usually a test to see how the organizations are faring. And there's going to be a debate, actually, next week in New Hampshire on the 13th of June. So we're going to start Debate Obama, and I'm sure Santorum will be in it.
If you're really interested in some more of these items, that is the whole business with Wiener and a lot of the things on the political focus, check it all out at the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.